It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us today in prayer? Precious Father, thank you for this time to just call upon your name. Lord, thank you that you're mindful of our prayers. You invite us to come. Lord, may we as your children ever be people of prayer in our hearts. May we always seek your will in our lives. Father, I pray today, would you tender our hearts? And Lord, help us to just live that life that you want us to live, not in ourself, not in our emotions, but being led by the tender Holy Spirit of God. I pray today as we open the precious Word, would you be pleased to open our hearts, to open our minds, to literally open our very inner spirit, and let the Word of God just simply saturate our very spirit and our very soul. And Lord, I pray your absolute will would just simply be done. God, would you bless the entire listening audience today? Only you know the need of each heart, each life, each need. But you're God. There's nothing that you don't know. There's nothing that you can't do. There's nothing that you can't explain. There's nothing that you can't fix. And Lord, may we just simply trust you and love you and yield to you. God, I pray especially for that one that may be sick today and going through a trial. Lord, as your child, God, would you bless them? And then I wouldn't forget to pray for the many that are listening today without the Lord Jesus Christ. They do not know Him as their Savior. How the world and the devil and even the flesh has got their minds blinded about Christ. Or would the Holy Spirit of God do that work in their life? Father, you get glory today, and we'll praise you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this Brother Jerry Honeycutt. What a joy and a thrill it is to be your guest today. I trust and pray that you'll keep that radio dial right where it is, and I hope to just simply be a blessing. God is so good. You know, we want to bring a message that the Lord's laid upon our heart. We was preaching to our people the other day. You know, God gives us messages and thoughts. I mean, you may pray, you study, you read. But as we was preaching to our people, I was mindful in the book of Ephesians that God said, in prayer, we need to watch. And I got to thinking about that. Well, the Lord taught me a long time ago to look at little words in the Bible. And then we'd just been reading in the book of Hebrews. And I want to share with you today a little word that's found in the book of Hebrews. And it's a little word of L-E-S-T. Well, what does that little word mean? Well, as we watch things that are around our lives, what does this do? It is a safeguard in our life. You don't just walk in any direction. You try to walk right. Well, I want to share with you just the Word of God. I hope it'll be a blessing, how that we as God's people need to, we need to be careful. And the Word of God is the Bible. It tells us how to live exactly today, right where you live, in your situation. Oh, what a God that we have. Well, if you're listening today, do you have a copy of God's Word? If you don't, would you like to have your own very personal Bible? All these years, 45 years, we've been sending Bibles to individuals. And let me emphasize this. We send a Bible not to a group, not cases to organizations, no. We found that to never work. But if an individual, you as an individual person, needs a copy of God's Word, you can either write us by mail or you can email us by the computer, and an individual that you need a copy of God's Word, we'll try our best to get it to you. And how's this done? Through the love offerings and the prayers of God's precious people. And so right now, I want you to just, we're going to share some songs, and I want you to just lean back, and I want you to enjoy the songs. And since the message that we're bringing today is talking about how that we need to watch how we live and watch our lives. And Sister Linda Camel, she's gone on to be with the Lord. But she used to sing this beautiful song, and I want you to listen to the words of it. And the Lord invites us, come walk with me. Listen while she sings it. Now listen while she sings The Other Side of the Boat.
Down and discouraged, the disciples were so blue. Peter said, start praying for something that you've asked the Lord to do. Salvation for a loved one or just a special need for you. Keep on praying, remember the story. Oh, your answer could be so close. For the Lord may be going to fill your net on the other side of the boat. On the other side of the boat, just a few feet away, the Lord filled their net and gave them victory that day. So if you get discouraged, don't you give up hope, for victory may be just a few feet away on the other side of the boat. Yes, victory may be just a few feet away on the other side of the boat.
How true that is. I trust and pray may we be careful and just simply walk with the Lord where He wants us to. Now for those of me that need a copy of God's Word, feel free to write to this address, Open Bible Hour, P.O. Box 100, Roane, R-O-A-N, Mountain, M-T-N, period, Tennessee, TN, period, our zip code, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, P.O. Box 100, Roane Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Now, if you wish to email us, it's all small letters, and our email address, jerry@openbiblehour.org. That is jerry@openbiblehour.org. Now, whether you're writing or whether you're emailing, be sure that you give us your complete name and your complete address. We want to send you an entire Bible, Old and New Testament. This is the scriptures of a 1611 Bible, and it's Old and New Testament. We'll also send you a short course in Bible knowledge with over 500 scriptures of all the basic Bible doctrines that we have in the Word of the Lord. We'll send you a gospel tract on how you can be saved and know that you're saved. There'll be another little gospel tract that's entitled, What Do Christians Believe? We love you. And how is this done? God's people. Little individual churches, individual folks that love you and believe in the word of the Lord and believe in the Lord and know that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. God's word is the greatest book that's ever been written. Now, for those of you that may be listening to the program locally, we want to invite you to the services at Victory Baptist Church. The Lord willing and the weather permitting, during this time of year, it may be pretty or it may be snowing. So if the weather permits, we'll be having Sunday school at 10 o'clock, preaching at 11. That's on Sunday morning. And then in the afternoon, prayer room at 15 to 6 and at service at 6 o'clock. In the midweek, on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we have midweek prayer and Bible study. Then on Thursday night at 6:30, we have our Bible college, and we invite, we have folks that come from time to time that just want to sit in God's men as they teach the word of the Lord. And we love you, and thank you so much. I want to say this to every church, to every individual that helps us in this Bible ministry, in the radio ministry. May God bless you. Now I want you to look in the word of the Lord with me. How does God put up safeguards in our lives? When He wants us to look around, for instance, what is a safeguard? You have, most of you, if you have a step, you have a guardrail that keeps you from falling. If you have trouble walking, you either have a cane or crutches and different things that we do. Well, God does that too in the Word of the Lord. In other words, safeguards in the Bible are connected with the little word lest in the little book of Hebrews. I want you to open your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, and I want you to look with me in the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, and verse number 1. One of the safeguards is hearing. For instance, in prayer, God said, be watchful. Look, God says, the Holy Spirit says, give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. Boy, do we hear so much garbage today? I'll be honest with you. I've given up with the news. It's so polluted and so untruthful. I mean, just the total hearing. Who wants to hear it? In the Laodicean day that we're living, everybody's got their voice. Whether it's religion, whether it's education, whether it's political or whatever. But how does God help us as His children to just take our life and live for the Lord step by step? Give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest, underline that little word, at any time we should let them slip. Hey, be careful what you hear. When you hear the Word of God, believe me, the devil don't want you to hear the truth. No, that's why we have all these many different translations of the Word of God to confuse the mind of the people. This is part of the devil's work. And then look, if you will, in chapter 3 and look at verse number 12. A safeguard of the Lord that helps us. The little word heeding. Look what it says. Take heed, brethren, God's people. Now the world goes on and walks the way it wants to. But a child of God, you need to take heed. don't just go in any direction. Don't follow whatever just you. I'm doing what I feel in my heart. Well, your heart can be desperately wicked. Take heed, brethren, lest, there's the little word, there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief. Believe me, the devil wants you to doubt the Word of God. One of the sweetest things that I've seen and God showed me in my life, it just, believe this book. God didn't say you had to understand it all, but God wants us to read it. And don't raise up a flag and say, now, Lord, that couldn't be right. Oh, believe what God said. Do you have any problem with him walking on the water? No, I believe he did. Do you believe about old Jonah and a whale or a fish? Well, I'll tell you what. It don't matter, bless God. He was in there 3 days and three nights. I mean, I believe that with all my heart. Take heed, brethren, lest any evil heart of unbelief be in you. Be careful and of your heeding. And then look at another word in chapter 3. Look down at verse number 13. Exhorting. Look what God said. Exhort one another daily. Do you brag on the brother and exhort the one? Brother, I enjoyed that song. Preacher, I appreciate that message. Oh, it's so good to see you. I'm glad you all, you teachers, thank you for teaching the Word of God. Exhort one another daily. In other words, quit complaining. Exhort God's people. Lest, there it is, if you don't do it, any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Many times you'll try to do something for the Lord and the devil will raise up because somebody looks at you wrong and nobody enjoys what you're doing for the Lord. And the devil will take that and beat you around the ears and say, well, they nobody listening anyway. God said exhort. Hey, if you're in a little old church, Sunday school teachers teaching the Word of God. Now, if he's ranting and raving and running and shouting and turning flips and never can get to the Word of God, turn him off. My honey, let me tell you something. It's not just a racket. Hey, God's Word will get the job done. And exhort them, that preacher, can I say, exhort him when he preaches. The folks that sing, tell them, hey, I appreciate that. I mean, when someone comes in, say, thank you for being here. May we exhort one another. And then, look with me, if you will, in Hebrews chapter 4, and look at the Word of God. Look at the little word in here, lest in our laboring. God says, labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of disobedience. Did you know laboring is hard work? It's not a matter of just doing what you want to do. Oh, every Sunday morning the devil says, well, sleep in. You don't want to go to the house of the Lord. Well, listen, get up. Go into the house of the Lord. In other words, do what God wants you to do. Can I say to you, praying can be laboring. Studying can be laboring. I mean, visiting can be laboring. He said, labor, therefore, to enter into that rest. What? That peace that's in the Lord. I want to keep going for God. You know, the thing that the Lord has shown me, and it's become more real. As you get older, aren't you glad that you can sleep? Aren't you glad that you can wake up? Aren't you glad that you can feel like eating a bite? I mean, that your body feels like going on with the natural duties in life. Can I say to you, sometimes it's hard to just keep on going, but you just yield that life to the Lord. There is a rest, lest any man fall after the example of disobedience. If you don't set an example to go on for God, what's he going to do? Well, let me bring this on down to our little churches. You go to the house of the Lord, and you're encouraged when folks are there. Oh, brother, it's so good to see you. I'm glad you're here. But then when they're not there, it gives you a discouragement that they're not there. My friend, everything we do for the glory of the Lord, may we simply do it for Him, lest it's a safeguard. It is. Hey, it's a guardrail in our life. And then I couldn't help but to notice in chapter number 12 of Hebrews, chapter 3, the little word lest was tied to another little guardrail that we need to look at. And it's the word considering. Look what the Bible says. Consider him. Oh, my soul. The Lord just don't get much consideration anymore. In fact, you take someone that's trying to do right, they don't get any consideration. We have a new president. Someone asked me the other day, how did the election go? Praise God, I've been shouting ever since. I'm glad we have an American that's in the president's office, that believes in America, that believes in God, that believes in our people, that believes in our Constitution, and that wants our nation to go for the Lord and become and be a nation. America was set up on the principle of the Bible. I mean, I'm very impressed that Mr. Trump, hallelujah, when he was, he mentioned, and it was there, when he took his oath, was on a Bible, his own Bible that his mama gave him. And then Abraham Lincoln's Bible that he swore on. He believes, in other words, the Word of God is important in his life. And can I say to you, I like that. I mean, as a Christian, as a Bible believer, and as an American, I believe America was set up on the Word of God. Many missionaries in many countries, many of you that are listening to me today in some of these foreign radio broadcasts, you're sitting in a congregation because a missionary came through and preached the Word of God to your heart. Oh, my soul, we owe much to the Lord. Will you look down in chapter number 12 and look at verse number 13? and make straight paths for your feet. The little word lest, well, make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. Oh, my goodness gracious alive. God is right. This Bible is right. Can I say to me, may we make straight our paths for our feet? May our feet walk to the house of God. May our feet walk in the principles of the word of the Lord. And may our life walk straight to be pure and honest people in everything that we do. Hallelujah. God's able. He wants us to do that. And then one last word. Look with me in chapter 12. Look at verse number 15. And look at the little word looking. Oh, I love this. Looking diligently. Looking for what? Lest, oh my goodness, there it is. There's your fence post. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. That little word lest is mentioned twice in this one. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Folks, can I say to you, when bitterness raises up in your heart and in your life, you get mad at God's people, you get mad at the preacher, you get dissatisfied with what's going on, and you're filled with bitterness in your heart. Can I say to you, it's not just you. Hey, you affect your family, you affect your mate, you affect all of those around you. And can I say to you, oh, may we be looking carefully and diligently, lest we fail of the grace of God. God said, my grace is sufficient for thee. What a God we have. Can I say, would you put up these guardrails in your life, lest you mess up your life. Give your life to the Lord. Until next time, thank you for listening.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.